Good afternoon, Luis, and good afternoon, Javiera. Hello, Querétaro. Today is November the 15th. It is a Thursday, and it is time for some information in English. And last Friday, we inked a contract to purchase 48 Airbus A320. It's a new model, Intertech Chairman Miguel Alemán Velasco said during a business summit in the central industrial state of Querétaro. Intertech, which launched operations in 2000 amid search of a low-cost airlines in Mexico, operates 34 A320 in its fleet. The new order comes to the heels of Aeroméxico's firm order for 60 new Boeing 737 MAX aircraft announced last week as part of a plan to overhaul its fleet and use more fuel-efficient planes. Aeroméxico has an option of 30 more of the planes. And President-elect Enrique Peña Nieto gave Institutional Revolutionary Party and Green Party legislators two constitutional reform initiatives on Wednesday, one of the restructure public administration and the other to fight corruption. After private meetings, PRI legislators announced that Peña Nieto is looking to reduce the number of federal secretariats from 18 to 16, which would mean the dissolution of the Secretariat of Public Security and the Secretariat of Public Affairs. And President-elect Enrique Peña Nieto and United States President Barack Obama discussed deepening bilateral relations over the phone on Wednesday morning, strengthening both leaders' institutional and personal relationship, according to a press release published by Peña Nieto's transition team. The president-elect congratulated Obama for his re-election and wished him good luck on his second term, adding that the American people trust in the president's agenda. Peña Nieto and Obama agreed to work together on an extensive agenda, which will be set when the two meet in Washington, D.C. on November the 27th. And Gallos Blancos of Querétaro FC defeated Puebla FC 1-0 at the Cuauhtémoc Stadium, Puebla, to end their participation in Apertura 2012. Gallos Blancos was one goal away from ending their season without winning a single game. This is something that had not happened to a first division team since 2009, when Indios de Ciudad Juárez won 17 games without a win. Luis Ángel Landín scored for Querétaro. The points earned against another team involved in relegation are a breath of fresh air for Gallos. Querétaro begins a Clausura 2012-2013 in the final position on the relegation table of the Atlas and Puebla as their closest rivals. And for today's weather forecast in Querétaro City, it is cloudy and it will be cloudy throughout the day. The current temperature 17 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature 24 degrees Celsius, and the minimum temperature of 8 degrees Celsius for this chilly afternoon. And if you would like to comment on this news and, of course, practice your English, go on Facebook and look for